Ukrainian refugees alarmed over being housed with Russians seeking asylum from mobilization. By Chris Tomlinson on October 5, 2022. Ukrainian refugees living in Finland are reportedly alarmed over Russians seeking asylum from military conscription, as authorities propose to house those from each nationality in separate accommodations. The Association of Ukrainians in Finland has stated that they are concerned over Russian asylum seekers being placed in the same asylum reception centers as those who fled the conflict, arguing they may pose a threat to the mental and physical well-being of Ukrainian children. The Finnish Immigration Service, meanwhile, has stated it will be trying in the future to place Ukrainians and Russians in separate accommodations. Pekka Nutinen, director of the reception unit at the Finnish Immigration Service, told broadcaster Ruola, "The situation is peculiar with the war. We are in a new situation in reception center operations. We felt that it was necessary to change our traditional accommodation policy." Nutinen added that the agency's goal was to place Russians in accommodations outside of reception institutions, such as housing-based reception centers. Around 14,000 Ukrainians currently live in the centers, compared to around 550 Russians. Jyotsena Reception Center director Andy Japanen told the broadcaster that there has been no conflict so far in his center, saying, "The opinions of the Russians and Ukrainians here on the brutal war of conquest launched by Putin are very similar. They consider it a great tragedy and, of course, are against war." Since the announcement of partial mobilization by Russian President Vladimir Putin last month, some have estimated that over 261,000 Russians have fled the country in just the first 4 days following the announcement. The Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society's chair Kirsten Bergia argued last week that Sweden and the European Union should open the doors for Russians fleeing conscription and grant them asylum. "We think that Sweden, together with the EU, should give a clear message that conscientious objectors can get a safe haven in Europe," Bergia said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.